55Z2. I had the strangest insight after seeing the Elephant Man that for some reason I failed to write down. These, we are not linked to world directly as self to world, but rather self to God to world. That is, there is world objective and substantial and real, but between us and it there is God, so that we receive world through God. This makes it possible for God to control and arrange how we experience world. What in world strikes us forcefully, that is, God acts as a medium of selection in our apprehension of world, so that for each individual person, world is not only experienced uniquely, differing from person to person, but uniquely, in purposeful ways, certain elements stressed, others suppressed. This especially has to do with information patterns that impinge compellingly, or conversely not at all. Now this resembles Malebranche's epistemology somewhat, and yet is crucially different, viz. God and world are clearly distinct. What emerges here in this theory is a totally new explanation of 2374. Either there was massive selecting for a time, or I became aware of massive selecting, that is, aware of the medium as interface between me and world, i.e., such massive selection always goes on, but we know it not, supposing all we experience to be properties of world and applying to the encounter with world by all persons uniformly. Now, a powerful but by no means invincible argument can be offered that due to my meta-abstraction in 274, that is, due to a sudden titanic insight, I comprehended something about world that makes it possible for me on my own to fathom the presence of this selecting interface. The meta-abstraction would perhaps then have been that there was a pluralized signal system at the point of origin, world, but that only one set normally reaches me, which says a lot about world, but also presumes a selecting interface. Thus, world is radically redefined. But more, the interface is realized and it's selecting, suppressing, enhancing activity. And this is God, Valis. So what comes of this meta-abstraction pertains to epistemology, T to on in terms of world, but yields up, by implication, a much more radical notion, that in fact, world qua world is less an issue than the interface itself that lies between us and world and passing the power selectively to determine what of world impinges on us and what, contrarily, is suppressed. Whereupon, I think, I found myself dealing with the interface itself. And this is theophany. As if upon my becoming aware of it, it could then speak, as it were, explicitly, by means of open enhancing suppression patterning, which clearly did not emanate from and in world, but existed between world and my percept system. It is possible that world qua world consists of eternal constants, and the interface modulates our reception in extraordinary ways and to extraordinary degrees, e.g., your being in AD 70 in Syria or USA 1974 depends only on the interface, on its selecting. World and interface, then, are quite distinct. Malebranche's epistemological premise, then, is quite the case. We see all things in God. A strange insight last night. Hypnagogic. The person who, there is some relation between intelligence and the empathic facility. But when I was tormenting the beetle and understood that understanding, which I have called Satori, was due to God's grace, for that knowledge cannot, in fact, be known. There is no active, rational way that I can know how that beetle feels, or even that it feels. I know by the grace of God, it is a gift conferred on me, as were the later Satoris. This is the activity of salvation. The prison of the isolation of the atomized individual is burst through the grace of God by this knowledge. And he who has this not is not evil but deprived. And he on his own cannot change his situation. For there is no rational way, only a supernatural way, that this knowledge can be obtained. I must not blame someone who possesses not this knowledge. For there is no way he can obtain or acquire it on his own. He is totally dependent on the grace of God. Here is where the original Satori is, as the 274 meta-abstraction was. But this shows that although the 274 meta-abstraction had to do with cognition, it was given to me from outside, which brings me to the issue of Socrates versus Jesus that Tillich speaks of, reminding the person Socrates' root and what is already in him, or Jesus' way, midwife, as Tillich puts it. It is not probable that the meta-abstraction was truly an intrinsic, internal cognitive act on my part, either viewed in isolation or in relation to the sequence of earlier satoris. All one knows is that one now knows what one did not know, but not due to ratiocination, due rather to some element outside. And this is the key clue, outside. But I figured out last night that we do not know world directly, but through God as lens-link interface. So the stimulus in outside reality affords God the interface, the opportunity, to use Malebranche's term. No, his term is occasion, to transfer knowledge pretextually, as it were. This is in conformity with my whole conception of clutch, selection, enhancement, and suppression, and not a special situation only, as Joyce calls it. An epiphany of regular conditions. It is as if the pretext is clearly only pretext, effect that which is known, far exceeding its ostensible cause. As to the transfer of information regarding Christopher's birth defect, the situation is clearly and explicitly such that it is palpably impossible that insentient plural objects can give rise to the information, in which case something is there that I have always spoken of as camouflaged in and as ordinary plural insentient objects. These various situations that I denote here are differing versions of one enduring underlying stable situation that by its very ubiquity escapes our notice. Thus, Beetle, meta-abstraction, and Vallis informing me of Chrissy's birth defect are in fact one and the same experience along an axis of revelation as follows. 1. With a beetle, there is no reason to suspect that the knowledge does not arise naturally, unaided, from the ostensible situation, cause the situation, and effect the knowledge seem commensurate. 2. In the meta-abstraction, the effect exceeds the cause, the situation outside me. But it is not at all clear where the knowledge is internally retrieved in me, Plato's anamnesis, or transferred from outside. 3. But in the situation regarding Chrissy's birth defect, there is now no doubt that the information, knowledge, cannot arise from or be accounted for by the situation, i.e., the Beatles song, etc. In this case, the Satori I experienced regarding the ending of The Elephant Man is a Satori concerning Satoris. Not only is it perfectly clear that the knowledge is transferred from outside, it is external in origin and a free gift, but that the source is not in world, but as it were between me and world, so that I am dealing with world indirectly, but dealing with the interface by definition directly. This precisely agrees with Nicholas Malebranche. What is now disclosed was in fact the state all the time, but behaving so as to conceal itself and in fact its existence. At this point, it is clear that there is now the resolution to my total lifelong epistemology, which strove from the start to resolve the issue of dokos. It reaches the conclusion that while world exists, it is per se unknowable to us, but on the other hand, we immediately know God, which is Malebranche's contention. Now, a verification of this is the infinitude of space that I experienced in 374. I was encountering not the physical world in space, extension, res extense, but the infinitude of God. But here the problem and issue of epistemology collapses into the matter of grace. Because the power to bestow and withhold knowledge of what is truly there, the answer to T to on, is to say God. And no activity on our part will in itself ever unravel the mystery. The nature of the situation dictates this, and Kant seems to be the first thinker systematically aware of this. If on our own we try to plumb, or even discern, the interface, we enter an infinite regress, as I've discovered for almost 8 years. The interface is somehow in us and in world, so the interface simply recycles our own mind back to us over and over again. The prison gate of isolation, of the atomized self, closes once more. This is dealt with in Frozen Journey. Thus we know others only through the grace of God, as in the Beetle Satori. And this pertains of salvation, to know others, just as hell pertains to isolation. Then knowledge of God as other is knowledge of ultimate other, and is the triumph and consummation of the axis of salvation that began for me with the Beetle Satori. If agape equals empathy, then there is only one road to salvation. In its partial form, it deals with and pertains to finite creatures, but is real. In its complete form, absolute realized form, it pertains to God. This is an axis. What and who one has loved in world, love here being agape, has always pertained to God. It was always God who was loved, so that in the end, all that was lost, all that was known and hence loved, is restored in and as God. I never would have come to these realizations except for Malebranche. Then upon seeing the film The Elephant Man, figuring out the interface, then last night, realizing that all my satoris back to the first, the beetle one, are due to grace and involve knowledge, correct knowledge, that by its nature can only be revealed, whereupon I now see one vast axis of disclosure from the first, the beetle, culminating in 274 and then 374, and then tapering off in subsequent revelations. 2374, and specifically Valis itself, in me and in external reality, centering around the transfer of information about Chrissy's birth defect, then is the quintessential moment in a pattern of revelation predicated on grace and involving salvation stretching out across my entire life. What then I have viewed as a preoccupation with epistemology turns out to be a search for and a finding of God. 55 Z8. A long extinct true cosmos, and it's still there. AI voice. Hypnagogic. Extinct must mean, in terms of our ability to perceive it. 55 D70. Dio, Eureka. I found the Christic Institute. Note. The public interest law firm that represented Karen Silkwood and journalists investigating the Iran-Contra affair. Its co-founder, William J. Davis, was a Jesuit priest. End note. All the way back to Tears, the Acts material, the dream, the King Felix cipher, Karen Silkwood. The parousia is here, and the Holy Mother Church knows it. My 2374 to 275 experience, back to 70 if you include Tears, has to do with the parousia. 11 years, and at last I hold it in my hands. And it does have to do with Père Teilhard. My Tagore vision is authentic. Christ is here. Point Omega. What, I think, is the most exciting is that due to 2374, my Tagore vision, what Victor Firkas has said, and the Christic Institute, I can now discern, albeit dimly, the outline of a new theology, rooted in the epoch we are moving into. It is a Christian-Buddhist neopantheism very close to Père Teilhard's Christocentric Point Omega. but having specifically to do with the unitary ecosphere, and for me, closely related to Malebranche's Cartesian pantheism, which of course goes back to Augustine and Pauline mysticism, and may also include the new physics and field theory, a merging of science and theology in defense of a palpably living universe. There may also be an information and Platonic component. I feel confident now that my 2374 experience is not reactionary, but is carrying me into the future, a vast quantum leap from political action to one colossal meta-view of reality that embraces the political and the spiritual, the scientific and the religious. What for me personally may be the quintessential summation of my entire life of inquiry and worldview. For me and for mankind, a new age is opening in which the holy, expected from the top, so to speak, returns at the bottom, at the trash stratum of the alley, humble and noble, beautiful and suffering, and alive and conscious, personified in and by my Tagore vision. If indeed it is the triumph of Christianity to dignify the lowly, here now is a whole new leap along that axis. The lowly snail darter becomes identified with suffering, ubiquitous Christ, and by being assimilated to him, is glorified as if nature itself and the electronic environment of info and signals and message traffic is able to perish and be resurrected as and with the cosmic Christ, Jesus Petibilis of Per Tehad. Thus Christ extends even beyond the reality of the organic to bits of newspaper and song lyrics and random pages of popular print. One vast entity that evolves and thinks and has both personality and consciousness. It perfects itself and includes us all, subsuming and incorporating progressively more and more of its environment into arrangements of information, which is to say, negative entropy. This is, in fact, a runaway positive feedback loop of greater and greater complexity and organization. Malebranche is not only compatible with this neopantheism, more. It is a highly sophisticated modern-day version of how God can be here, all around us, and we be yet unaware, that is, he is everywhere yet unseen. Malebranche's mystical pantheism is the philosophical explanation of eco-theology. In other words, Malebranche is the how, and eco-theology the what.